Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to outline key aspects of ongoing West Asia conflict and explain India's position on the issue in the Lok Sabha this afternoon. Conflict in West Asia escalates as exchange of strikes intensifies between US, Israel and Iran. Sensex plunges by over 2% as West Asia situation remains volatile. Lok Sabha refers Corporate Laws Amendment Bill to Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. Filing of nominations for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry to end this evening. Nation pays homage to legendary freedom fighters Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev on their martyrdom day today. And at National Para Athletics Championships in Bhubaneswar, Kipa Mero of Arunachal Pradesh wins gold in women's javelin F12. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing the Lok Sabha on outlining key aspects of the ongoing West Asia conflict and explain India's position on the issue. Yesterday, Mr. Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to review the situation and mitigating measures in the context of the ongoing West Asia conflict. We now take you over live to the Prime Minister's address in the Lok Sabha.
के जल्द से जल्द समाधान के लिए सभी पक्षों से आग्रह भी कर रही है अध्यक्ष महोदय भारत के सामने भी इस युद्ध ने अप्रत्याशित चुनौतियां खड़ी कर दी है ये चुनौतियां आर्थिक भी हैं नेशनल सिक्योरिटी से जुड़ी भी हैं और मानवीय भी हैं युद्धरत और युद्ध से प्रभावित देशों के साथ भारत के व्यापक व्यापारिक रिश्ते हैं जिस क्षेत्र में युद्ध हो रहा है वो दुनिया के दूसरे देशों के साथ हमारे व्यापार का भी एक महत्वपूर्ण रास्ता है विशेष रूप से कच्चे तेल और गैस की हमारी जरूरतों का एक बड़ा हिस्सा यही क्षेत्र पूरा करता है हमारे लिए ये रीजन एक और कारण से भी अहम है लगभग 1 करोड़ भारतीय खाड़ी देशों में रहते हैं और वहां काम करते हैं वहां समंदर में जो कमर्शियल शिप चलते हैं उनमें भारतीय क्रू मेंबर्स की संख्या भी बहुत अधिक है ऐसे अलग अलग कारणों के चलते भारत की चिंताएं स्वाभाविक रूप से अधिक है इसलिए ये आवश्यक है कि भारत की संसद से इस संकट को लेकर एक मत और एकजुट आवाज दुनिया में जाए अध्यक्ष जी जब से ये युद्ध शुरू हुआ है तब से ही प्रभावित देशों में हर भारतीय को जरूरी मदद दी जा रही है मैंने खुद पश्चिम एशिया के ज्यादातर देशों के राष्ट्राध्यक्षों के साथ 2 राउंड फोन पर बात की है सभी ने भारतीयों की सुरक्षा का पूरा आश्वासन दिया है दुर्भाग्य से इस दौरान कुछ लोगों की दुखद मृत्यु हुई है और कुछ घायल हुए हैं ऐसे मुश्किल हालात में परिवारजनों को आवश्यक मदद दी जा रही है जो घायल है उनका बेहतर इलाज सुनिश्चित कराया जा रहा है अध्यक्ष जी प्रभावित देशों में हमारे जितने भी मिशन हैं वो निरंतर भारतीयों की मदद करने में जुटे हैं। वहां कम काम करने वाले भारतीय हो या फिर जो टूरिस्ट वहां गए हैं, सभी को हर संभव मदद दी जा रही है। हमारे मिशन नियमित रूप से एडवाइजरी जारी कर रहे हैं। यहां भारत में और अन्य प्रभावित देशों में 24/7 कंट्रोल रूम और आपातकालीन हेल्पलाइन स्थापित की गई है। इनके माध्यम से सभी प्रभावितों को त्वरित जानकारी दी जा रही है। अध्यक्ष जी, संकट की स्थिति में देश विदेश में भारतीयों की सुरक्षा हमारी बहुत बड़ी प्राथमिकता रही है।
Israel has launched a fresh wave of strikes on Iran as Tehran warned of retaliation targeting critical infrastructure across West Asia, further intensifying a conflict that is fueling a global energy crisis. Explosions were reported across several districts of Tehran, while Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates confirmed intercepting incoming missiles and drones. Civilian casualties have also been reported in residential areas of Khorramabad and Urmia in Iran, including the death of a child. More from our correspondent.
The conflict has entered one of its most dangerous phases yet on the energy front. The International Energy Agency warned that the current crisis is more severe than the oil shocks of the 1970s as Iran continues to keep the Strait of Hormuz closed. Separately, in the United Arab Emirates, air defenses intercepted ballistic missiles launched towards the country in recent hours and confirmed debris from the interception caused a minor injury to an Indian resident in Abu Dhabi's Al Shuamak area. On Lebanon's southern front, Israeli forces have destroyed the strategic Qasmi Bridge, prompting Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam to call it a criminal catastrophe aimed at crippling the country's infrastructure. Hezbollah has maintained its campaign with a rocket strike on a northern Israeli village, killing at least one person. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a telephonic conversation with German Foreign Minister Johann Wadipol on the ongoing West Asia conflict. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said both sides have agreed to remain in touch. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 2.5% lower in the afternoon session. The Sensex plunged 1,794 points to 72,738, while the Nifty shed 593 points to 22,522 when reports last came in. Markets showed broad-based weakness with all sectors trading in the red. In the commodities market, gold and silver prices fell sharply today. At the multi-commodity exchange, gold for April contract was trading 7.5% lower at 1,33,724 rupees per 10 grams and silver for May contract was trading 7.8% down at 2,09,147 rupees per kilogram when reports last came in. Brent crude was trading over 1.3% up at $113.71 per barrel when reports last came in. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026 has been referred to the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, for further scrutiny. The bill aims to amend the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008 and the Companies Act 2013. After introducing the bill in the Lok Sabha today, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman proposed to send the bill to the JPC for detailed analysis.
I introduce the bill. And also, sir, if you would allow me, I rise to move that this bill, the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026, be referred to a joint parliamentary committee. Let it go to a JPC, sir, consisting of members both from Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. The names of the members of the committee will be decided by the Honorable Speaker, sir. And the terms and conditions regarding the committee will also be decided by yourself, the Honorable Speaker, sir.
Earlier, before its introduction, the opposition members, including Congress MP Manish Tiwari, Saugata Roy of TMC and Dr. T. Sumathi of DMK, opposed the introduction of the bill. Mr. Tiwari alleged that the proposed legislation dilutes the provisions of corporate social responsibility.
The bill suffers from excessive delegation of essential legislative functions in violation of settled constitutional doctrine under Article 245 and 246. Core policy matters such as classification of companies for exemptions, determination of compliance requirements, thresholds for corporate social responsibility, audit obligations, and penalty frameworks are left to subordinate legislation through repeated use as may be prescribed provisions without adequate legislative guidance.
The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will end this evening. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates can withdraw their names by Thursday. Single-phase polling in these states and the Union Territory will be held on the 9th of next month. Nomination filing will close at 3 p.m. In Nagaland also, the process of filing nomination papers for the upcoming assembly by-election to the Koridang constituency will end today. The counting of votes will take place on May the 4th. The Election Commission will publish the first supplementary voter list in West Bengal under the SIR process today. This list will feature names of voters whose documents have been fully verified pending in the adjudication list. EC sources said 27 lakh pending voter records have been settled, with about 2 lakh names processed daily. The Election Commission has allotted digital vouchers to national and state parties for free broadcast and telecast time on Doordarshan and Akashvani in the upcoming assembly polls in 4 states and a union territory. Under the scheme, free broadcasting and telecasting facilities of a base time of 45 minutes have been allotted on both Doordarshan and Akashvani for each party to be uniformly provided on the regional network within the state. The nation is paying homage to great freedom fighters Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev on their martyrdom day today. On this day in 1931, British rulers had executed them in Lahore for their revolutionary activities against the empire. A state-level program is being held at the ancestral village of Shahid Bhagat Singh at Khatkar Kalan to remember the supreme sacrifice of these sons of the soil for the nation. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other leaders have paid tributes to the legendary freedom fighters. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha also paid tributes to Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said their martyrdom was not merely an episode in the history of the country's freedom movement, but a defining moment that awakened the conscience of the nation and inspired millions to rise in unity against colonial rule. The National Investigation Agency is conducting searches at 9 places in various locations of Jammu and Kashmir today. The agency said these raids are being conducted in a case related to the blast near Red Fort in the national capital last year. Arunachal's para-athlete Kipa Mero clinched the gold medal in women's javelin throw F12 category at the 24th National Para-Athletics Championships 2026 in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. She has broken her own national record. Techi Mehta won the silver medal in the women's 400-meter T13 category. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak tonight, we will bring a discussion on significance of water conservation in ensuring sustainable future supplies. During the program, listeners can ask questions on telephone number 011-233-10481, 011-237-1777, 9:30 p.m. onwards. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses the Lok Sabha on key aspects of ongoing West Asia conflict, explains India's position on the issue. Conflict in West Asia escalates as exchange of strikes intensifies between US, Israel and Iran. Sensex plunges by over 2% in as West Asia situation remains volatile. Lok Sabha refers corporate laws amendment bill to joint parliamentary committee for further scrutiny. Filing of nominations for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry to end this evening. Nation pays homage to legendary freedom fighters Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev on their martyrdom day today. And at National Para-Athletics Championships in Bhubaneswar, Kipa Mero of Arunachal Pradesh wins gold in women's javelin F12. With that, we end the midday news.